This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love where we sit as conservatives, as Republicans, as pragmatists, independents, people that are not drinking the Kool-Aid of the left. I love where we sit right now. We have not had this type of political clout. We have not had this level of political visibility. We have not had the left as fearful as they are in the history of that nonsensical party called the Democrats. The party of slavery, the party of lynching of Negroes. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. You couldn't put yourself in a better position. I know there are many of you out there, you like to worry, you like my granny. Just worry about everything. Grown men, 40 years old, her sons. I'm worried about Rob. I'm worried about Willie. Why are you worried about them? They're not worried. Well, he said he needed money for the diapers or whatever. He'll figure it out. If he's got to put paper towels under baby, he will figure it out. But they like to worry. There are people out there who like to worry. My grandmother was one of them. We don't need to worry because we are in the driver's seat. I know what people are wanting us to do. They want us to be fearful. I'm not going to be fearful because I know where we sit. I know where things stand. I know. Let me put it this way. I'll give you, it's kind of like, okay, there's door number one and door number two. And you have door number one. You picked it. So I'll say to you, door number two is the Democrat situation. Joe Biden is your guy. Kamala Harris is his running mate. Hunter Biden is his son. Barack Obama is supposedly going to be campaigning with him. That's your weapon. Hillary Clinton is your other weapon. You've got all, I mean, figure out, those are your weapons. I don't want to influence you one way or the other. Do you switch doors? You got Donald Trump and Pence. You got Melania. That's just a bonus right there, okay? You've got all the work that Donald Trump has done, and I could go on. You've got all these things going for you. Would you switch doors? Would you switch from door number one to door number two? Well, I don't think I think I'm going to answer for most people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You don't switch. Even the ones that are worrying. I'd say to you, okay, great. If you could switch right now and you think that Biden's going to win, I'm going to give you, here's what's on his plate, dementia and a host of other things, his wretched past on race, the women, what's going to come up with Hunter, what's going to come up with these scandals that are breaking. Do you want to switch? It's a simple question. Because I can answer it with a quickness. No. Heck no. I want nothing of it. I know what's coming for the Democrats, and none of it's good. These are people that have ripped off the American public with this stupid Wu flu. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow in depth. But they've ripped us off. They rip us off with global climate farce. They rip us off with school, not letting us choose our schools and a host of other things. We figured it out. My youngest son was out of school for over 200 days. I was his teacher. Me and his mom were his teacher for the better part of a year. And we didn't get a nickel. Wearing masks and talking about vaccines and, can't reopen businesses and they still want more of your money. These people are clowns. The Democrats know they're going to lose, and this is what a friend of mine wrote. He says, on several occasions in the past months, I've written a remark that Joe Biden isn't really running like a candidate who has been enjoying a big lead in the polls. The Democrats in general haven't been acting like it. I don't believe it's because they've learned anything from 2016. They obviously haven't, or that they're being cautious. No, I think they've worked themselves into such a frenzy after President Trump was elected that they can't calm themselves down anymore. It's a pretty great observation. He says at least that was the theory for most of the year. Says, please do bear in mind that I've not gotten into the irrational exuberance that most of my conservative friends and colleagues have been experienced about the president's choices. In fact, I became even more pessimistic when Trump went to the hospital. The last few days, however, I've noticed that Democrats are getting more shrill with 1-2 punch of the election and Amy Comey confirmation fear-mongering. Heck, even Joe Biden has sounded awake a couple of times. He can't remember anything anymore, but there has been a little something extra in his voice lately. Panic? So, this guy who's writing this article is Stephen Cruiser, and he's saying, we're exuberant, you know, over Trump, and wrongfully so. Now, I want to tell you guys again, I'm making a series of videos every day about observations. They're 10 to 20 minutes, and they're a deeper dive into these subjects. Cruiser, who's a great guy, by the way, fun guy to be around, he says that we're over-exuberant. We're not. That's the one thing I disagree with him in. He says he got fearful when the president went into the hospital. I didn't. Let me tell you why. Number one, I knew the president was going to survive. And number two, when he did survive, he was going to come out on the other end of that tunnel and go, it wasn't what you think. And he was going to be a different person than he was. And I said he would survive it. And the other thing it did is it made people think about life without him. You guys went, oh my gosh, let's hope he survives. So now that he survives, you're like, oh my, now I know how much we need him. Anyway, Cruiser goes on. On Monday, I watched him finish a quick interview by looking at the camera and saying, "22 million people are going to lose their health care next month." You could tell it was a talking point his handlers told him to make sure he worked in. Anybody who watched round one of that will be the ACB circus knows that this has now become an important talking point for the Democrats here in the home stretch. But it's not. But cool story, bro. The notion that the ACA did something magical for health care is one of the greatest fairy tales that Democrats like to tell. And he talked about somebody had a great post about it. He says, in fact, I know far more people who lost their health coverage because of Obamacare than who actually got covered. And that's what I keep coming back to. Every time we get into these conversations, I'm like, okay, what are they running on? They're running on Trump is a liar. Well, if that's the case, what is Biden? Biden is a pathological liar, and every time he lies, he makes Trump look truthful. Because Trump is truthful. They're running on this idea that people love Obamacare. At Obamacare's height, 40% of the people liked it. That's it at the best. They're running on global climate farce and a host of other things that nobody cares about. When we get back, I'm going to finish telling you why the Democrats are in horrible shape, and you should feel good.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Love, Daddy?
Apparently you haven't heard of my vote or die campaign.
Vote or die? What the hell does that even mean?
What do you think it means?
Vote like your life depends on it.
One.
Because it does.
Your life depends on it, so you better vote.
We have got to vote for Joe Biden like our lives depend on it.
Vote. As if your life, your choice, depends on it, because it does.
The future of our democracy is at stake. The future of our economy is at stake. The future of our planet is at stake.
Yeah. Don't put this off. We're in a dangerous, dangerous place. Our lives are at stake.
This is not a time to be nice and hope people come around. This is a time to political war.
Look, people ought to vote in this election like your life depends on it.
You have to vote if your life depends on it.
Vote like your life depends on it, because right now, it really does.
Vote like your life depends on it, because it does.
Vote or die!
Oh, no fear-mongering among the Democrats. No! Vote or die! Vote or die! Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was a South Park clip that they inserted in there, but those were actual comments by Democrats. Vote or die. I want you to understand the level that they are at. Vote or die. If you do not vote, you could die. The Republicans will kill you. Donald Trump will kill you. He's going to kill you with a fatter paycheck, with health care you can actually use, with a stock market that's probably going to make you smile every day. Vote or die. Vote or die. It's insane. And what I've been talking about is, and I said earlier, which door do you pick? You've got a door. You've got the Trump door. Most of us, that are listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, you have chosen door one with Donald Trump. And I would offer you, it's like they always do, like at the end of, where they open the briefcases, deal or no deal, and they'd get to the last case and they'd say, okay, you can open, you can keep your case or you can switch. And, you know, if you've chosen your number, you should stick with your number. I'm not telling you that you will. I will put it to you this way. 95% of people that support the Republican Party and support Trump seem to have stuck with him no matter what. I know there's some people out there, I can see his face, but I can't remember his name. But there's some, you know, Bill Crystals out there and whatever that are so deep into their own, you know, nonsense that they say, oh, Donald Trump sucks. I'm going to go, you know, protest and try to get people to vote for Biden. Good luck with that. I wouldn't switch if you put a gun to my head. I'm not going to call it religion, but it's close to it. So would you switch? And the answer is no. Let me ask you this. If you give Democrats a choice, if you say, look, here's what you have. You have a demented candidate who's got a very unpopular running mate. Your candidate has a son who's going to create problems for him. I talked about Hunter Biden earlier and his email issues. That is going to be an albatross like you wouldn't believe on the necks of the Democrats. Your candidate is known for racism beyond belief. And I'm going to talk about that later in the hour. His running mate slept their way to the top. Y'all, you've done nothing for the economy. They're running on Obamacare. They're running on vapor. You know, what are your thoughts here? Would you switch? And here's the other side. Forget political ideology. The other side has raised the stock market. He's got people back to work. He's done it twice, despite the stupid Wu flu. And I could go on. He's got no scandals with his kids. He's got no scandals with his VP. He's got really good news. The unions, the people that normally support Democrats, the unions are supporting the other guy. Would you switch? If you took the names off of these and just gave the list of potential things without knowing anybody's political ideology, who it is, do you think that there'd be more people that would switch from door number two to door number one or door number one to door number two? See, this is what I always want to make. I try to get you guys to think about things from the perspective. And I'm not telling you people are out there going, you hadn't really thought about it until like Kevin Jackson said, you know, if I would switch doors. Because it isn't quite like that. But here's the way epiphanies occur. Little by little, you know, inch by inch, somebody goes, well, you know, I was just sitting around one day and I thought about it and I thought, man, Joe Biden is kind of a racist. I mean, he has his racist comments. Or, you know, Hunter Biden, I mean, who gets a deal like that when you've got a drug problem? It gets down to the least comments where people can start going, you know, I don't know why I didn't think about it that way. I don't know whether it's going to be my show. I don't know whether it's going to be reading these new Hunter Biden emails or whatever it may be. I don't know whether they realize, oh, wait a minute, Barack Obama really wasn't that great for blacks, and Donald Trump did blankety blank. You don't know. You won't know. Here, the reason why I have so much fascination with Democrats who switch and why they get a lot of coverage is because people, it's like study, it's like alien autopsy. What made you do it? What finally got you to do it? Oh my gosh, please explain. Because when you're sane, when you've never been a Democrat, you're going, how did you get into that mindset? Did somebody abduct you? Were you in a cult? Explain it. Really? How were you raised? Were your parents Moonies? Because you can't understand it. You're going, this makes no logical sense. And it doesn't. And that's why we are so enthralled. So their deal is, vote like your life depends on it. Your life, your choice. I'm giving you some of the things that they said in that clip. The future of our democracy, our economy, our planet. Lives are at stake. Not a time to be nice and hope people come around. Come around to what, Jeff Daniels? Folks, Democrats have been found out. They're getting, it's fewer and fewer people that they can get to say these things. Let me remind you, who was one of the most vitriolic Holly weirdos to talk against Donald Trump? I can't quiz you. I'm running out of time. It's Robert De Niro. Where are all those Holly weirdos that hate Trump? Hiding. That's where. You have chosen door one with Donald Trump. 95% of people that support the Republican Party and support Trump seem to have stuck with him no matter what. There's some are so deep into their own, you know, nonsense that they say, oh, Donald Trump sucks. I'm going to go, you know, protest and try to get people to vote for Biden. Good luck with that. I wouldn't switch if you put a gun to my head. I'm not going to call it religion, but it's close to it. So would you switch? And here's the other side. Forget political ideology. The other side has raised the stock market. He's got people back to work. He's done it twice, despite the stupid Wu flu. And I could go on. He's got no scandals with his kids. He's got no scandals with his VP.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Twitter's CEO Jack Dorsey is blasting his own platform for how it handled a questionable story from the New York Post. The Post says it had smoking gun emails about Joe Biden and his son Hunter, and alleged that Hunter Biden had used his influence to connect a Ukrainian businessman with his father when he was vice president. Both Twitter and Facebook said they would limit the article's distribution. Dorsey later tweeted it was unacceptable to block link sharing of the article without providing context as to why they were doing so. Regardless, Texas Senator Ted Cruz says he wants to hear from Dorsey.
Twitter and Facebook and big tech billionaires don't get to censor political speech and actively interfere in the election. That's what they're doing right now. And so on Tuesday, the Judiciary Committee, the full committee, will be voting on subpoenas to subpoena Jack Dorsey to come before our committee.
This is USA Radio News. Delta Airlines is adjusting its future revenue projections after reporting a massive loss. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Delta Airlines is reporting a larger-than-expected loss in third-quarter revenue. The Atlanta-based airline carrier announcing a loss of $5.4 billion during the summer months, which is forcing company officials to push predictions back for an expected break-even date to next spring. Brian Kelly is a travel expert. He tells NBC's Today Show,
Delta is generally regarded as one of the best-run airlines in the world, and they reported a blockbuster loss, even as they tried to reduce costs. You know, big picture, this means the airline industry really needs the bailout.
And Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris is suspending campaign travel after two staffers tested positive for COVID-19. The Biden campaign says neither staffer who tested positive had contact with Harris or former Vice President Biden in the last 48 hours before their positive tests. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
CNG is the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Could you guys catch that? Pardon me, could you catch that? Joe Biden saying that the reason he was able to stay on lockdown was because some black lady stocked the shelves. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Joe Biden, racist, doesn't realize it. He's the epitome of the very racist that Democrats talk about, the white person that needs to realize how stupid they sound. It isn't you. You would never say something like that. Let me put it this way. If somebody like was a reason why I was able to, like, I remember the story about a doctor, a surgeon, very famous surgeon, who would bring the janitor over and introduce him as part of his team. And he'd say, this is one of the most consequential members of my team because he keeps my operating room spotless. And, but he wouldn't say, come on, get on over here. This black guy here is the reason why, you know, I'm able to do these operations. You would never colorize that. The color of the janitor, the menial laborer, the person that would be somewhat insignificant, would have nothing to do with what you're talking about. With Biden, he sees people that way. When he got asked about is he going to be get drug tested, he says to the black guy, oh, what, you get tested for cocaine before you come on this stuff? He doesn't realize how abjectly racist he is. And he is. He's demeaning. He's condescending to blacks. And he doesn't even know it. And I call those people the worst kind of racist. Because Biden will pretend he's going to fight for you. But he, at the same time that he feels like you're just a little person. I will fight for the colored guy. The little guy, the guy who's got no hope. Without me, what's he going to be? That's the way he sees it. Donald Trump says, I will fight for blacks because you deserve it. Because I want you to feel as if you are a part of this nation. It's a completely different feel. And as Comey would say, it's about intent. Joe Biden is the worst kind of racist. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I want to just go through some of the things that this guy has said and done because I want it memorialized. I want for the record, and by the way, our team is going to produce something on this. We haven't figured out. We're producing memes now, but I want to do a video and talk about Joe Biden's racism. Now, you guys have heard me talk about it, and I'm going to get to some of these others, but when I talked about Charlemagne the God, that interview where Joe Biden says, you ain't black, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Look, I'm not even this is essentially what he was saying. I'm not even going to try to convince you that you need to vote for me. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. You vote Democrat. I'm the guy you're supposed to vote for. It doesn't matter what my policies are. You ain't black unless you vote for me. Now, that's the one that stuck with everybody. But the one that I tell everybody that they missed is when Charlemagne the God says, how you doing? How you feeling, Mr. Vice President? I'm feeling fine. How you doing? And Charlemagne the God says, I'm black, blessed, and highly favored. And Joe Biden says, nah, your people are taking a beating. You can't be doing well because I haven't told you you're doing well yet. When I tell you you're doing well, then you... And Charlemagne the God, yeah, you're right, Mr. Vice President. Yeah, but, you know, and he moves on. That was, again, that inherent racism that says, nah, you ain't doing well. How many people do you know? They say, Kev, what's up, man? Hey, man, doing good. And he goes, nah, man, you're not, dude. You ain't doing good. How many people have you ever done that to? Hey, Susan, how you doing? Well, feeling good, Kev. Nah, you know, you're not. Nah, you're not. Uh-uh. Said nobody ever. I may have, if I know somebody really intimately, you know, like one of my brothers or something like that, and I see him, I'm like, hey, what's up, man? Ah, doing good, Kev. And I go, man, you don't seem like you're doing that well. I might say that to them, but I'm not going to say that to somebody I don't even know. But Biden did. Here's the thing that I want in terms of memorializing this. I want people to understand that you can call Trump a racist. You can call people around you, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, racist. But I'm going to show you real racism. I'm going to show you the racism of a guy who thinks so little of black people. And I could stop where I'm at right now with Charlemagne the God, and that would be enough. But I want to also talk about how Joe Biden is a lying scumbag on top of being a racist. And his lies about the work that he does in the black community should make people not only take pause, they should be just massively upset at this clown. So I got this in an email, and it says, Biden has exaggerated at best and lied at worst his claim about civil rights activism. He has often said he marched in civil rights demonstrations, but fact checkers remind him that he did not personally participate. Now, I want to stop there. This is a guy who wants you to believe he cares about black folks. And so what he does is he says, I cared so much when I was a youngster. I was marching in civil rights. I was doing all these different things. And we have the clips. I've gone through some of this on this program. Blatant lies. They've come out later and said, no, you didn't. You didn't work with this pastor. And ironically, and I know we talked about this before, Sean King, the wannabe black guy, white man, the Dolezal of the men's side, called Biden out and said, this guy is beefing up his resume on blacks. And here's what I'm trying to tell some of the people listening that aren't getting it. If you're wondering why the black vote is shifting, it's because of things like this. Having these discussions, arming you with ammunition that you can go out and say, what do you mean Joe Biden is for black people? He lied about his civil rights activism. Why would a guy do that? He blatantly lied about it. Here's another one. In this year, earlier this year, he claimed he was arrested in South Africa in the 70s while trying to see Nelson Mandela. They completely debunked it. It was a lie, not a stretch of the truth. His campaign tried to clarify and say he was just separated from him at the airport. Joe Biden lied. He was not arrested in South Africa for trying to stand up for Nelson Mandela. Now, you know about the stuff where he says Barack Obama was articulate and clean, something I have never heard a person describe another person as clean. Now, and I'm going to clarify that. In the black community, we say it. We say, man, brother was clean. We're talking about he was well-dressed or whatever. If Biden was trying to use a black colloquialism, it didn't go over. Because what he was implying in this crazy statement that he made about our Barack Obama being articulate and clean is that black people are, he said, articulate, bright, and clean. Meaning he speaks and enunciates his words. He's smart, appears to be smart, and he's got good hygiene. Or, if you want to use the vernacular, he dresses well. But would you describe somebody that way? He told a large black audience that in the 2012 presidential race that Mitt Romney was going to put y'all back in chains. Now, you heard him talk about you can't go into a 7-Eleven without having a slight Indian accent. Look, I'll give him those things. I've talked about, you know, holy cow, what's up with the Ethiopian cab drivers in D.C.? You know, is everybody driving a cab from Ethiopia? And of course, the Ethiopian cab drivers, yeah, pretty much all of my friends, we drive cabs. We own the cab, you know, and I joke about it. So I'm not going to get mad at him for saying, you know, you can't go into a 7-Eleven without having a slight Indian accent. Okay, but really, you're going to tell people that they're going to put you all back in chains because black people need to be afraid of going back into slavery? What do you think we are? But here's the one that people are really starting to go after Biden about. And the reason why I'm telling you guys this is not going to end. This is not going to end for Biden. The black boat is shifting. We're about to do this project, and it's going to keep this in the forefront. This is a 1977 quote where Joe Biden said, orderly racial integration policies would cause his children to, quote, grow up in a racial jungle. Grow up in a racial jungle. Here's the full quote. Unless we do something about this, segregation, integration rather, my children are going to grow up in a jungle, the jungle being a racial jungle, with tensions having built so high that it's going to explode at some point. We've got to make some move on this. He was concerned about black kids and white kids growing up in this racial jungle because of integration. And you can't have that because the tensions will get too high. How dare we try to force this integration of society? And this is a guy that wants to be president. He wants you to believe he cares about black folks. He doesn't even understand what it is to be an American.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today at 65 Plus Medicare. Our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Joe Biden, because many people say to me all the time, Kevin, you know, Joe Biden is so blatantly racist, man. I mean, well, how's he getting away with this stuff? He's not. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. I mentioned a caller, I think her name is Angel, calls from Cleveland, a blind lady. I played a clip of hers in the broadcast before, maybe a couple of them. And she was talking to me. She sent me a note. She says, Kevin, why don't you talk about Uncle Tom and you know, the real meaning behind Uncle Tom and all this stuff. And then Simon Legree was the bad guy, and Uncle Tom got killed for being a principled person because he wouldn't tell where the runaway slaves had gone to, and he ended up getting killed by Simon Legree. And I'm just going to play the clip of her. I don't have it today, but I was like, I agree. I've been talking about this forever. Because they're like, man, you ain't nothing but Uncle Tom, old little Negro, whatever. And you go, you do know that Uncle Tom was a hero. He was far from being a sellout. Quite the opposite. Protected the slaves. But it just, the reason why I bring it up is it goes to show you how opposite world works with the left. Uncle Tom wouldn't tell where the slaves were, and he gave his life for it. And you know what they do to disparage you as a black person who fights for the cause on the conservative side of the aisle? They call you a hero. Uncle Tom. They don't even realize it. That's how stupid they are. And the leftists don't even bother to correct them. Hey, listen, Ray, I don't mean to get all up in your business, you know, as you say, but you shouldn't use that within talking about black conservatives because Uncle Tom was a hero. Shut up, cracker! You know, well, it's in the book. I don't read books! You know, they were saying you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book! Well, Uncle Tom is a hero. So I don't know if I did it justice for you, Angel, or, well, I forget her name. April, whatever it is. It starts with an A. But it is true. But see, that's the whole thing. Joe Biden is a racist, but they don't want to tell you that. They tell you Donald Trump is a racist when everything in the fiber of this man's being points to otherwise. Joe Biden is an ignorant racist on top of being racist. He's ignorant about it. The guy wants you to believe he's had black people's interests. Yeah, the same way you do a pet. The same way the average person looks at an animal. They go, oh, that poor thing. I got to help it. Stuck in the ice or whatever. That's the way they look at black folks. You'd be dead without us. You couldn't. How do you survive without us? Former Vice President Joe Biden emphasized his civil rights record, which we all know is a lie. But in 75, he praised notorious segregationist George Wallace and later claimed that he had received an award from him in 1973. He's bragging about this. George Wallace, the man who wanted to keep kids out of schools, black kids, stop integration. The Washington Examiner reported in February of 2019, Biden embraced segregation in 1975. The same month that the Democrats, it said, the same month that he said Democrats could do with a, quote, a liberal George Wallace, stating that it was a matter of black pride. every time I think about the things that Biden says, I have to ask myself, what if Trump said it? Will we have a legitimate beef against him? Absolutely. The stuff that Biden says is not only offensive, it's so idiotic at a level that it shows you a level of idiocy that should put nobody in political office. The stuff that he says, it's like when people come up to me years ago and they would say things like, you know, Kevin, you're not like other black people. You know, and they go, I'm just saying, you know, like you're like really, you're studious and you're, and I go, I stop them and I go, do you understand how stupid that sounds? I'm not like other black people. So what you're trying to tell me is you want to compliment me. So I will remove myself from the black race because what? Black people are all idiots? Black people are overwhelmingly amazing folks, just like white folks. We're overwhelmingly amazing. We're overwhelmingly, probably the most giving group of people. We empathize in ways others don't because we always can reflect back on our past of being slaves and being discriminated against. It gives us a level of empathy that most people can't feel. That's why white folks are so obsessed today with all their virtue signaling. They want to feel what we feel. They can't tap into that emotion. No offense to you white people, but you can't. You can go, Kevin, I do understand what it's like to be a slave. No, you can't. You can't understand it because it's in our DNA to make us feel that thing. It's passed down from person to person. It's like trying to tell me I understand cutting diamonds versus Jewish people. Jewish people have passed that skill down from person to person. They've witnessed it with their own eyes, and it's gotten diluted a little bit. But they're still the people that understand the diamond. Well, we understand race and oppression. We don't have to dwell in it, but we understand it at a deeper level. And that's what these little lefties want. They want to understand it at a level that we get it. And because they don't, there are blacks among us who go, you'll never understand it, so you got to pay. You got to pay reparations and stuff, man. And then there are those, the virtue signalers, we got to pay. We'll wash your feet. We'll kiss your feet. I don't need my feet washed or kissed. I just need you to treat me with respect. Biden told the Philadelphia Inquirer on October the 2nd of 1975. You might have been around in 1775. Referring to the then racist Alabama Governor George Wallace. I think the Democratic Party could stand a liberal George Wallace. Someone who's not afraid to stand up and offend people. Someone who wouldn't pander, but would say that the American people know in their gut is right. A liberal George Wallace. He wanted him to stand up and be heard. Let me tell you what America got. They got a president right now who will stand up and be heard. He's spoken out against racism and white supremacy, supremacy of all types. He's spoken out against it. He's not pandering. He's telling you, get on the America train. Let me tell you something, people. I don't know if you're seeing the same videos I'm seeing. I'm watching more black people say, I'm an American. I'm not an African American. Chris Harris and his team is leading the cause in unhyphenatedamerica.org to make people understand that this country will thrive when we start considering ourselves Americans and not anything other than that. Biden in 1975, he wanted an amendment. It appalled civil rights activists at the time because it set back desegregation efforts and it struck down parts of Everett Dirksen's Civil Rights Act. I think it was 1965, right? And here's what he said. The pro-bussers and the civil rights lobby were dumbstruck. Although I put them on notice months earlier, said Biden in the interview, I think I've made it possible for liberals to come out of the closet. If anti-busing isn't yet a respectable liberal position, it is no longer a racist one. Now, I will defend Biden to a degree with this. They were busing people around the place for this social experimentation. Now, there were people in his ilk complaining about it, saying that they didn't want them colored kids in their schools. Now, Biden wanted to take the monkey off their back, and he says it's just a bad move to be busing people out of their different districts and what have you. I don't disagree with that. You put a school in a district, it's the closest school, kids should go there. But I disagree with it if the schools are substandard, which is, you know, chances are in black community they are. I'm not going to say they were back in the 70s, probably, but maybe so. Anyway, on and on, racist comments by Biden. He stressed anti-busing legislation, campaigning for white votes in southern states, and for his campaign in the 1988 Democratic presidential election. During the campaign trip to Alabama, he boasted an award he supposedly received from Wallace, that I mentioned earlier, and claimed that his state of Delaware supported the Confederacy during the Civil War. Now, has he ever been called to task for this that you're aware of? By the way, I didn't even get into a fraction of the things that Biden has done. Not even a fraction. That's all old news. That's stuff that if Trump had said any of it, he would not have won the presidency. Guarantee you. But the Democrats want Joe Biden to be president. It ain't going to happen, by the way. You can discipline that. I made a video about it the other day. You'll see. Anyway, got to go.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.